Logo, New Line Cinema. Logo, Platinum Dunes. Logo, Radar Pictures. Grainy footage shows a stretcher being loaded into a van on a dirt road.
The film which you are about to see is an account of the tragedy which befell a group of five youths. It is all the more tragic in that they were young. But had they lived very, very long lives, they could not have expected, nor would they have wished to see, as much of the mad and macabre as they were to see that day. For them, an idyllic summer afternoon became a nightmare. For 30 years, the files collected dust in the Cold Cases Division of the Travis County Police Department. Over 1,300 pieces of evidence were collected from the crime scene at the Hewitt residence.
A chainsaw with an evidence tag. A headline reads, Massacre in Texas.
Yet none of the evidence was more compelling than the classified police footage of the crime scene walkthrough.
Test, test, test. Okay, this is August 20th, 1973. The time is 3:47 p.m. Location is the Hewitt residence on Route 17. It's where victim one was found. We're gonna do a walkthrough, and we're now descending the stairs into the furnace room. There's over here, there's scratch marks along the wall. There's some more over here, along here, and oh, there's something over here. Seems, looks like a clot of hair and a embedded fingernail. All right, we're going to go move into the actual furnace room.
The events of that day were to lead to one of the most bizarre crimes in the annals of American history, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
A woman rides a rope swing into a pond. Five young adults ride a van down a dirt road. Text, August 18, 1973. A blonde man and a dark-haired woman kiss passionately in the back seat.
Can somebody please make her stop singing?
Carry me home, see my kid.
I think you got a beautiful voice, baby.
Thank you.
The driver looks in the rear view and smiles.
The fact that 33,000 Americans each day are infected with a sexually transmitted disease, and two-thirds of them are just about your age.
The blonde man raises his middle finger.
Hey, Morgan, how are you the expert on the dumbest shit?
The dark-haired woman blows bubbles with a wand. Morgan swats them away.
Odds of you guys passing through El Paso just as I started to hitch. I mean, it's like synchronicity. It's like LSD. It's like this shit does not just happen.
They kiss. The man and woman in the front smile at each other.
No, baby, they gotta play Freebird.
Oh, they have to. Get a fortune for these tickets.
Hey, yo, Kemp, can you do something about the AC back here? I'm melting.
He hits a fan.
No. But if you or Pepper get too high, you could always take your clothes off.
Like that, wouldn't you?
You are such a pervert. Don't listen to him, Pepper.
Why not?
I think he's funny. She's only known me for 19 hours.
I've lived with him for 3 years, and trust me, he's not funny.
The van cuts through a landscape of blue and green. Morgan lights a joint. The blonde man kisses a piñata and smiles.
Morgan. Hey, let me see that. Careful, man. Thank you. I got your manners, college boy.
Aaron. Oh, no, thank you. I'm nauseous.
Montezuma's revenge. I was like, Aaron, don't drink the water down there.
I didn't.
And she didn't drink the tequila? She didn't drink the weed? Smoke the weed?
Well, maybe I didn't go to Mexico to watch you get shit-faced for 4 days.
That is what people do when they go to Mexico. What'd you expect?
I don't know, on a tear-cut diamond ring that goes right here on my beautiful little finger.
We are gonna get you a ring someday.
I heard that one before.
He's suffering.
Kemp holds out the joint. Aaron smiles and takes it. She tosses it out the window.
Oops.
Oh, that was so cool.
Guys, relax. It's not like we don't have 2 pounds of shit.
What did you say?
I don't remember. Look, I'm sorry. I have bad brain cells.
2 pounds of pot? Does that refresh your memory?
Don't listen to him. He's baked and he's stupid.
Baby, please tell me that we did not go to Mexico to buy pot.
We did not go to Mexico to buy pot. Hey, come on, baby. Look at me. I am not a dope smuggler, okay? Tell me how much you love me. How much?
That much.
This much.
That much.
That's it.
Give me a kiss.
Aaron leans in.
Can you drive from Las Vegas?
Sweet. I'm going to drive.
Look out!
Kemp slams on the brakes. The van skids past a woman walking somberly in the road.
You almost hit her!
What the fuck was she doing walking in the middle of the road?
Her silhouette approaches through swirling dust. Morgan hastily puts aside the piñata.
Asshole. Hello? Hey, are you okay?
Boys, that's a bad acid trip.
Hello? Can you hear us?
You're gonna get killed doing that.
Kemp, stop the van.
Fuck that. We got a concert
still
to go to.
Still 3 fucking hours from Dallas. Where you going?
Aaron and Pepper run up to the blonde woman. Her baggy eyes are nearly closed.
I just need to get away.
What?
Got to get away?
From who?
I want to go home.
Okay, we can't leave her out here like this. Hey, let's help you, okay? Come on. Come on, it's okay. It's okay.
It's okay, man. We'll give you a ride, wherever you want to go.
I want to go home.
Okay, we can take you home.
Aaron and Pepper walk the woman to the van. Later, all five stare at her as she cries in the back seat. Her lips are dry and cracked.
What's your name?
They're all dead.
Kemp looks back.
Oh my god, I'm way too stoned for this.
Baby, let's find a hospital, okay?
You know what? Give me the vaguest idea where there is, and we'll go then.
Who's dead?
Kemper, didn't your mother ever tell you how to pick up hitchhikers?
No. You're going the wrong way. Stop, you're going the wrong way!
Morgan pushes her back to the seat. Kemp stops the van.
Jesus Christ.
Go back there. Make me go back there. I won't go back.
Back where?
The woman puts her head to her knees.
He's a bad man. He's a really bad man.
Her hand reaches between her bloody legs.
He's a bad man.
Oh, shit.
She pulls out a revolver.
gonna die.
Grab it.
She puts the barrel in her mouth and shoots. Her brain splatters and breaks through the rear glass. Her lifeless head falls back. Pepper climbs out of the van and vomits. Smoke exits the woman's bloody, open mouth. Morgan walks across the road. Erin sits on the ground and holds herself.
I'm okay.
Oh my god!
Let me see it. It's gone.
I'm gonna fucking die out there!
We all could have, Morgan.
I've never seen anybody die before.
Yeah, most people never do. I really don't see how that's helping us right now, man.
I don't know why we had to pick her up.
Why the fuck did we have to stop?
She needed help.
Yeah, a lot of fucking help we did her.
Leave her alone.
Fuck!
I just don't understand. Why did she do it? And why did she have to pick us? Why did she have to pick us?
Erin hugs Pepper. Kemp grabs a bottle from the van and throws it.
What are we gonna do?
I don't know. We're gonna have to call the cops, I guess.
Yeah, on the list of bad ideas, that one goes way up there. Are you kidding me? Oh, police officer, please. As you inspect the crime scene, which is now our van, please ignore the colorful pinata filled with marijuana you just happen to come across. Because it played no part, you know, whatsoever in the demise of this unfortunate young woman.
Keep your goddamn voice now. Easy. God damn it.
Kemp clenches his jaw. He takes the pinata and stomps away.
Oh, you're not going to listen to him. What the fuck are you doing?
He tosses it deep into a field.
It's over. Kemp, you just can't throw this shit out.
Erin stands in the field. Kemp walks up to her.
You okay? Baby, I'm sorry.
She pulls his hands away and heads for the van.
Well, I'll tell you this much. There's no possible way I'm ever getting back in that van.
Later, the van pulls away. Pepper sprays air freshener. The blonde man purses his lips.
I guess that's what brains look like. Huh? Sort of like lasagna, kind of. All right, I'll shut up now. I'll tell you this much. The next hitchhiker is shit out of luck, I swear to God.
Dude, gas station.
The van speeds past a sign that reads, Great Barbecue. Gas, tires, clothes. They park in front of a paint-chipped building. An elderly woman lights a cigarette and glances out a window. Kemp sighs and joins the rest of the group outside the van. Erin and Pepper walk away. The three men approach the door of the building.
I'll be damned.
Ma'am, we need to report a suicide.
Something like this comes along, makes folks realize how crazy the world is out there.
Right. Would you mind calling the sheriff, ma'am?
It's gonna cost me 10 cents.
The blonde man grimaces at a rotting pig head in a display case. Morgan bends down next to him.
You want some pig?
Outside, the women pull at the door of the wooden shed. Aaron jabs a knife into the lock on the door.
Big brothers.
It opens.
It just feels so disgusting.
Well, there's about six of them all together. Count the dead one. Poor thing. It's awful. Well, why don't you ask them yourself?
Right.
Where'd you say you found her again?
Ma'am, I already told you, about 10 minutes west of here.
About 5 miles west.
Ma'am, excuse me. When is the sheriff gonna be here?
Sheriff said he's headed over to the old Crawford Mill.
Sorry, the what?
The old Crawford Mill. He wants to know if you wouldn't mind driving over there to make your report.
Yes. Yes, we goddamn mind.
I'm sorry, but how often do girls just blow their heads off in this shithole town?
All right, just calm down, okay? I'm sorry, I apologize, but ma'am, I don't understand. Why the hell won't the sheriff just come out here?
Didn't say. He said it'd be about 2 hours before he could get here.
We're not gonna drive around this town with a dead girl in the back of our van.
Young man. What you do is your own business.
Morgan steps outside. The others follow. Kemp gets in the van. Aaron walks up to the passenger side.
Come on. Get in.
I just want to go home, okay?
That's fine.
Kemp stares forward, his eyes shadowed by his baseball cap. Aaron gets in and closes the door. The van pulls away from the building. The elderly woman peeks out the window through curtains. Bales of hay rest in a shadowed field. The van follows a bend in the dirt road. Inside the van, the woman's body lies slumped and still.
She's starting to stink back here.
No worse than the inside of that fucking store. You smell that nasty beef shit?
The van drives over a log. Her body falls.
Oh my God.
Aaron covers her mouth.
It does.
The van pulls through a field to an old, faded building. A large windmill spins slowly. The blonde man opens the door for the others. A newspaper covers the hole in the dead woman's head.
Hello? Hello?
The five step around a facade lined with metal barrels and car tires.
Sheriff here.
I think we should drop off the body and get the hell out of here.
Maybe we should vote on it.
Kemper, no.
Why not, Aaron? It is a democracy.
Well, how would you like it if we just dumped your body out here?
I'm sorry, nobody asked her to blow her head off in our van.
My van.
Morgan looks at Kemp and rolls his eyes.
I said we dump her.
Pig.
Cool. All right, fine. Two votes. I just need one more. Kemper. One more, we're out of here. Kemper, please.
Kemp looks between Aaron and Morgan. Aaron raises her eyebrows.
Maybe she's dead. I really don't think it matters where we leave her.
Well, it matters to me, if that means anything.
And look,
that girl has got parents out there somewhere who's gonna want her back, not just dumped on the side of the road like a piece of trash.
Kemp gazes away. Aaron walks past him.
You see our Lone Ranger anywhere?
They all walk through the field.
Maybe this isn't the copper mill.
Kemp climbs up to an opening. Dolls are pinned to the outside walls.
It's unbelievable.
This is a joke. There's nobody here.
There's no sheriff here.
A figure walks by.
Oh. I just saw something move. I swear to God, I just saw something move in there.
You were just trying to scare me into leaving.
Aaron, come on.
What the hell?
Aaron, come on, quit screwing around.
Aaron pushes by the others and enters. Huge metal machines shatter the wide space. Aaron glances up at the high ceiling. She walks ahead, then pauses looking upwards. They all rush in.
Aaron, where are you?
They find her standing in a narrow pathway. She pushes Kemp toward a metal locker. He grips an iron rod. Aaron stands behind him. He puts his hand to the locker and pulls. A possum screams at them.
Damn it! Give me something to hold.
It's a possum.
Fuck you, it's a possum.
Indigenous to the...
I didn't do that.
Kemp raises his head and looks from side to side.
All right, that's it. If somebody's out there, just stop fucking around, all right? I mean it! Just come on out!
Kemp turns to Aaron. She nods at him and they all walk forwards, then stop at a corner.
Who are you?
A child sits in the shadows.
What did you do to her?
Huh?
Girl out there, in the van.
We didn't do anything to her.
She did that to herself.
The child crawls toward them. His eyes are sunken and his teeth crooked.
Oh my God. Promise you won't hurt me?
Morgan bends to look at a small, crucified skeleton. He looks back at the kid. A drawing of the devil is scrawled on the wall. Morgan reaches for a dial. Later, outside.
Hey, bud. Hey. This is the old Crawford Mill, right?
My name's Aaron.
Jediah.
Yeah, Junior. So we're waiting here for the sheriff. Do you know where he is?
He nods.
Okay, well, where?
Getting drunk.
So cool. Let's split. If the sheriff doesn't give a shit, then why should we?
Does he live around here?
He licks his teeth and nods.
You know, front row tickets to a big concert.
Can we drive there from here?
Road don't go there. Short walk, though.
I think we should go. Like, now. Like, right now.
How do I get to the sheriff's?
Jedediah turns to Kemp. Later, Kemp and Aaron walk through a dim forest. Beams of sunlight pour through the branches of tall trees. An old suitcase lies spilled out on the ground. Two pairs of shoes hang next to it. At the van, the blonde man whips rocks into the distance.
Whoa! Hey, you sick little mutant! Whoa. Come on now, let go.
Get out of here. Police Evans.
The blonde swats Jedediah away from the van. Jedediah runs from the building. A rusty mansion overlooks the wide field. Meanwhile, Aaron and Kemp trudge through the forest. They walk around the mansion, dwarfed by its massive size. Kemp removes his hat as they approach the front door.
Is anybody home?
Hello!
What do you want?
Are you the sheriff?
Do I look like a sheriff?
I don't know. I can't see you.
Stand back from the door.
An elderly man with no legs rolls his chair onto the porch.
Sheriff don't live here. You can call him if you want to.
Thanks, we'd really appreciate it.
Aaron reaches the door.
Wipe your feet. Let's keep a clean house.
The man pokes his cane into Kemp's chest.
I said she could call him. You wait outside.
Okay, Chief.
I ain't looking for trouble.
Don't shoot.
Kemp opens the door for the man. Aaron looks back at them from the hallway. She follows the man into another room. Kemp sits on the front stoop.
I'll dive him for you.
The man eyes Aaron as he dials. She averts her eyes. He hands her the receiver.
Hi, is this the sheriff's office? Can I speak to him, please?
The man wheels himself out of the room. Meanwhile, a police car pulls in front of the van. The door reads, Sheriff.
God.
A man with a frown, bushy eyebrows, and a wide, white hat gets out. The sheriff spits and wipes his face. His eyes are locked on the couple. The sheriff walks past Pepper and peers at the bloody hole in the windshield.
That's just an educated guess, but
my money says your dead body's right there in that van.
At the house, Aaron listens to the phone.
30 minutes? Believe me, we will be there. Thanks, I'm all set.
Wait, can you help me out back here?
She walks down the hall, away from the front door. Thick, orange water runs from a faucet. The man sits on the bathroom floor.
You okay?
Could you just...
Okay.
She pulls the man up. Someone walks by the bathroom door, outside. Kemp slowly steps through the front door. A A grandfather clock reads 10 to 3 at the van.
Excuse me, you mind getting the fuck out of my way, son?
We picked her up on the side of the road, like...
Wow. Look at that mess.
The sheriff picks up the revolver and checks the chamber.
Who's this belong to?
She had that on her, sir.
You don't say. Had it on her.
Yes, sir.
The sheriff raises his foot and tucks the revolver into a holster on his ankle, in the bathroom.
Okay, you can just relax because you're not helping.
Erin pulls him from the floor, his hand presses against her backside. Kemp crosses the living room. Three pigs wander around his feet. He wanders into a dim room. Mannequin limbs and a record player adorn the desk at the center. Kemp steps out of the room. He notices a flickering light from behind an ajar door. He gently pushes it open. Cartoons play on a TV. His hand knocks a bracelet from the wall. He bends down. A hulking man wearing a leather mask swings a sledgehammer into Kemp's head and drags him into a room.
What the hell was that?
Erin strides out of the bathroom.
Kemper? Kemp!
She gazes upstairs. The elderly man smirks at the van. The sheriff holds saran wrap.
Well, let's get her wrapped up.
He climbs into the back seat. The blonde man turns away.
Oh, pretty little thing. How about give me a hand here, asshole? You expect me to do this by myself? I need some help.
He pulls himself into the van.
I lift her up and just kind of pull her over your way there. She ain't gonna bite you. She's dead in the goddamn doornail. Get a hold of her and pick her up.
Sir.
Ah, yeah. There you go. I bet she's real unhappy, real sorry that you're getting fucking her blood all over your goddamn arm. You know, back when I was a young patrolman, I used to love wrapping up these young honeys.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah, caught me a little bit of a feel every now and then, you know. Oh, look at that. She's kind of wet down there. What you boys been doing with this dead body, anyway?
Can we please finish this?
Outside the house, the sky is gray and cloudy.
Kemper?
She wanders to the far side of the house. A lens in the wall turns toward her. She narrows her eyes and peeks into it. She walks away from the lens. The elderly man meets her in the hall.
Something wrong.
Where is he?
I don't know. But he's not in my house.
Thanks.
He turns his chair and watches her leave.
Kemper?
Someone peeks through the blinds outside.
Kemp!
At the van.
Okay, boys, there you go. There she is.
Let's get her out of there now.
You four eyes, get a hold of her legs there. Get after that part of her.
Morgan and the blonde man pick her up.
Come on.
Out. Shh. Stick her in the back seat.
It just seems so wrong.
Don't give me any crap, young lady. God damn it, I got just as much respect for a dead body as anybody around here. Hey! Get that nasty goddamn thing out of the back seat of my goddamn car. Put it in the trunk. What the hell's the matter with you? Don't break my stuff.
Put the legs.
They roll her saran-wrapped body into the sheriff's trunk.
Y'all gonna be able to find your way out of here, okay?
Yeah, we'll be fine.
All right, then. Protect and serve. That's what we do.
That you did, sir.
The sheriff salutes and gets in his car. Meanwhile, Aaron stumbles through forested beams of light. Elsewhere, thick blood drips from a ceiling. A pair of scissors glisten in the dim light, severed ears hang from hooks, water falls on jar tops. Leatherface cuts through the shirt on Kemp's limp body. He dips his fingers into a jar petroleum jelly. A decapitated head rests on a desk next to him. He picks up two large, metal hooks. Outside, Aaron walks through a green field.
Kemper!
The police car drives past a tree into thick fog.
Poor Kemp, he ain't ever gonna get the stink out of this van.
You think we should try to clean it for him?
Be my guest.
She leans into the van.
You okay?
It's too much, I'm gonna be sick.
Okay, good news. Sheriff's on his way.
Sheriff already came.
He took the body.
Where's Kemper?
Was he with you?
Aaron walks away.
Kemper?
The hell is that?
The blonde man motions for Morgan and Pepper to follow.
Kemper!
Kemp!
They walk past a line of rusted, broken down cars. The blonde man leans through a driver's side window.
There's nobody even here.
He yanks a stick from between the horn and the seat. He bends down and picks up a wire of teeth.
Kemper!
What is that?
It's somebody's fucking teeth, isn't it?
Pepper, look, just calm down, all right?
Aaron, find your goddamn boyfriend. It's time to go.
Kemper!
Morgan spots a jagged hole in a trunk. He pulls at the handle.
Morgan, what are you doing?
He reaches his hand inside. He smiles and wipes off a jar of pale, yellow liquid. A photo of a woman is wedged inside.
Is that the girl from our van? That's her?
On the other side is another photo.
Is that her family? What were they all doing here?
They were probably looking for the sheriff.
It's fucking weird.
All right, you know what? Let's find Kemper and get the hell out of here.
They all stand.
Where are you on?
To find him.
Well, where are the keys for the van?
Who put you in charge? If you guys just want to take off, that's fine. But I am not getting in that van and leaving without him.
Give me the keys.
What can you think about it?
Andy.
I don't know about you guys, but I happen to like my teeth right where they are.
I can't leave them. Let's go.
We'll meet you back at the van.
Andy and Aaron walk away. Morgan shakes his head and walks the other way with Pepper. Elsewhere, Leatherface pulls a chain that suspends Kemp upside down. A small box lands in a thick chunk of blood. Leatherface opens the box. His thick fingers pinch a diamond ring. Dark clouds drift above the mansion. Aaron and Andy look across the field at the elderly man on the porch.
I know Kemp's in there.
Keep him busy.
Andy runs to the side of the house with a tire iron in his hand. Aaron approaches the man.
Hi, it's me again. I'm really sorry to bother you, but I can't find my boyfriend Kemper anywhere, and I thought I would just come.
Ain't you supposed to meet the sheriff?
Andy slips in the front door. He walks slowly and darts his gaze from room to room.
Kemper.
He creeps further into the house.
Kemper, Miss Ram.
Outside.
Wow, what a wonderful garden you have. It's just so plentiful.
Andy walks through the living room. He opens the door to a wide, sun-bathed room. Long, rotting meats hang from the ceiling. He pokes a chicken. Leatherface watches through a messy hole in the wall. Andy runs his fingers through a pot of red liquid. A pig scurries by. He opens the fridge. The fridge is full of bottles and jars.
Damn it.
A crate falls from atop the fridge.
Andy?
Hey, you can't just go in my house.
Andy!
Aaron runs through the front hall.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
The old man rolls into the hall.
The hell are you doing in my house?
All right, look, we're just looking for our friend, all right? Then we'll be out of here.
You ain't running things, boy. Set in your mouth.
This is crazy.
Little turd. You're so dead you don't even know it.
The lens in the wall watches.
Come on, boy. Bring it.
Bring it. Bring what?
Bring it.
The wall behind them swings open. They run to the old man. Aaron holds closed a pair of doors. Leatherface saws through the door. Andy blocks the chainsaw with his tire iron. Aaron runs out the front door. Andy pushes himself free and runs out. Leatherface runs after him. He saws through the front doors. Leatherface chases Andy through a field of pinned up sheets. flails his arms in front of him as he gets tangled in the sheets. The chainsaw catches his leg and severs it. Andy is pulled away. Meanwhile, Aaron sprints through the woods. Leatherface carries Andy deep into the house.
Please, stop! No! Please, please!
His nails scrape off against the wall of the basement stairs.
Shit!
Outside, the sun sets behind the clouds, in the van.
Kemper really owes us for this.
Morgan and Pepper scrub the vehicle. Aaron runs up.
What the fuck's wrong, Aaron?
Are you okay? Where's the gun?
Come on!
Aaron, what's going on?
Where's the gun?
The sheriff took it.
Shit!
Aaron, what the fuck's going on?
The sheriff.
Take it easy.
Thank God. My friend, you need help. My friend right now. My friend's dying. My friend's
Settle
being
down.
Hurt.
Take a couple of deep breaths.
It's so good.
Just quiet down.
Please.
Now, what's wrong with your car?
There's nothing wrong with my car.
Whoa.
It's my friend.
He pulls a joint from the dashboard.
Please help him. I don't know where he is anymore.
Somebody want to explain this?
It's not mine.
You kids taking drugs?
No.
No. It's not our van.
I smell bullshit.
Get out of the van! Out.
Aaron steps out.
On your face! All three of you! Get on the ground!
The sky above the mansion is gray. Andy is slumped on the grimy floor. His left leg is cut at the knee and oozing blood. Leatherface approaches. Leatherface picks him up and carries him across the room. He drops Andy's back on a thick hook hanging from the ceiling. Leatherface shoves a handful of white powder against Andy's bloody limb. Leatherface wraps a sheet of paper around Andy's wound. He ties the paper with long, dirty string at the van.
Arizona! Colorado! New York!
Please, you've got to help him! He's fucking killing him!
Now we're getting someplace. Please. Who's killing who?
There's some fucking guy with a
Get your sweet little ass back in the dirt until I say otherwise. You know what I think? I think your boyfriend shot that little girl, and then he ran off.
He did not! Fucking guy with it!
The sheriff fires next to Aaron.
You girls better get yourselves under control, or I'm gonna have to do it for you.
Why won't you listen to her?
Get on your feet.
He lifts Morgan.
Get over by the pain.
We're gonna die. We're gonna die. We're gonna die. I want to know
exactly what happened inside that van.
We already told you what happened.
And now you're gonna show me.
In the house, Leatherface sits at a desk. He threads a needle through a floppy, severed face. He peels off his mask, his brow and chin are sharp, and his eyes dart above a hole where his nose should be. The sheriff climbs inside the van with Morgan.
Is that where she was sitting? Because the angle don't add up for me with blood on that back window.
Morgan looks back at the bullet hole, his lip trembles, he shrugs.
Maybe she was a bit more in the middle.
Well, maybe you ought to move a little more over to the middle.
But...
what, are you afraid of a little blood?
Get the fuck over there!
Morgan pushes aside a sticky goop of white and red.
I don't have much of an imagination, so I need to get a distinct image of what went down here. What'd she do next?
She shot herself.
Oh, she shot herself. You don't say. How?
What do you mean, how?
He points his gun.
Take the gun. Take the gun and show me how she did it. Come on. Take the gun. Take the gun and show me.
Take your goddamn gun!
Aaron cries outside. Morgan puts the barrel under his chin.
Is that how she did it?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You're a fucking liar. There ain't no hole in the bottom of her chin. I looked. She stuck the goddamn weapon into her mouth, didn't she?
Morgan's eyes water behind his glasses.
Show me how she did it.
Please.
Do it!
The sheriff guides his hand.
Please, 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 please don't.
Boy, there you go. And then what'd she do?
Shot herself.
You ain't lying to me again, are you?
No.
Because I have never seen a weapon go off without somebody's finger on the fucking trigger.
Morgan, what's going on? Are you okay?
You girls stay in the dirt till I tell you different.
Morgan points the gun.
You motherfucker! Get on the fucking floor! I said get on the floor!
What the hell are you doing?
What are you gonna do? Shoot me!
Morgan, please, just please. Okay. Oh my God, Morgan.
You lying fuck.
You could kill me right now. Get out of here scot-free, couldn't you?
Morgan, please. Just put me down.
He shoots me. You're accomplice to murder.
Morgan, please.
You too.
Please, come on.
Just as guilty as him.
Morgan! Yeah! Fucking shoot him! You put the gun down. Morgan, shoot him! Don't fucking do it, please.
You don't have the fucking balls, do you?
Don't shoot him!
Pull the fucking trigger!
Fuck you!
Well, well, well. Looky here.
Oh my God, Morgan!
We got ourselves a killer. Only this time, you killed the sheriff.
He snatches the gun and pulls out another.
I'd have blow your fucking brains out right now, asshole. Get out of the van. Get out! Get out of the van!
Morgan!
The sheriff grabs the keys from the van.
Where are you taking him? What are you doing? Where are you taking him?
Get the fuck away from me!
Outside the house, the sky is gray and smooth with clouds. Andy raises his head. He is hanging from a hook in a dark, rusty room. He grabs a bar above him with one hand and the hook with the other. He pulls upward with both hands above him. He drops. Meanwhile, the sheriff drives through the forest. Morgan sits in the back seat.
Man, this is bullshit. I have rights.
Yeah, you got rights, okay. Where were y'all headed?
Dallas. Skinner concert.
Skinner? Hell, I like Skinner. My God, how about that? We got something in common, don't we? Well, what are you gonna do with your tickets now, hotshot?
You can have them.
Is that bribery?
The sheriff smashes a bottle on Morgan's face.
Oh, that was really rude, wasn't it? Oh, look at you.
Morgan coughs out a bloody tooth.
How about that?
The sheriff removes his dentures.
Look at that shit. We got something else in common now. See that?
Morgan clutches the side of his face. The sheriff picks up the radio.
Get on over to the damn Crawford Mill. Those two fellas are good to go.
Aaron sits in the driver's seat of the van.
What do you think he's doing to Morgan?
I don't want to think about it, okay?
She puts a knife into the ignition. Pepper's hand trembles. The knife snaps.
God, shit!
Pepper,
I need you to hold that light really steady. Can you do that?
Aaron clutches three wires and cuts them.
Where'd you learn how to do that?
In juvie. They call my youth misspent.
Oh, thank God.
The sheriff's car drives up to the mansion in the dark of the night. The sheriff parks beside the white sheets.
Get out of the car.
Where are we?
That's none of your goddamn business, faggot! Just get out of the goddamn car! You kids shouldn't have messed with that little girl. You brought this all on yourself! Now get the hell in the hell!
In the van.
Come on, Aaron, come on.
The van moves forward. A tire pops off. The van drops to the ground. Leatherface attacks the back windshield with a chainsaw. The women retreat to the center of the van. The roof shakes. The chainsaw cuts through the roof of the van. Sparks shower over them. He grabs Aaron through the roof. Pepper runs out and blocks the chainsaw with a metal drum. Leatherface stomps towards her. He catches Pepper with a swipe. She falls. He looks back at Aaron, wearing Kemp's face as mask. charges Erin, she slips through the back windshield. She runs into the dark forest. Leatherface follows closely behind her. They sprint over thick branches and heavy grass. Smoke pours out of his chainsaw. She runs up to a trailer home. She collapses against the trailer door. Two hands from inside grab her. She runs inside. A woman with big eyes and short hair watches her. A large woman with glasses smiles.
Why don't you have a seat?
It's okay. Sit down.
Turn that thing off! It's gonna fucking hear us!
Leatherface steps through the woods and approaches the trailer.
Sniffing a good old cup of tea won't settle.
Nobody's gonna come through that door.
I really need to use your phone.
I don't have one.
Phones are an asshole.
Oh. Don't you get it? He's gonna kill you. He's gonna kill all of us.
Oh, no, he won't. He knows better than to be messing around here. Everyone around here knows that poor sweet boy.
Sweet boy.
But he's no harm. He always keeps to himself. Skin disease. He was just a little boy when it started. Didn't you look at his face?
I couldn't.
Oh, sweetie.
The woman sits close to Erin.
Here, it's just right. Come drink some before it gets cold.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't want to drink any more tea. I just need a phone.
The woman walks away.
Oh, that wasn't a good idea.
She opens the fridge and grabs a can of baked beans.
Now drink up your tea. It'll help you relax. I'll be right back.
She leaves to another room.
A little tense. You should relax.
Erin puts the tea next to the large woman. She smiles up at Erin widely. Erin picks up a picture frame. The woman yawns. It's the same family photo they found in the jar. Erin swings around. She spots the big-eyed woman picking up a phone. She stumbles forward.
You okay, child? You don't look so good.
I thought you said you didn't have a phone.
The woman bounces the crying baby. She glares up at Erin.
That's not your baby. You stole her!
She's mine.
Erin leans on the walls as she reels down the hallway. She blinks heavily.
Yeah.
She collapses to the floor.
Oh my. Everything's gonna be fine real soon. I promise.
The sheriff leans into Erin's view. He pours beer on her face.
Give her some room.
Maybe she'd like to stay for supper.
Jedediah runs up to the window.
Grandma! Let me in now! You best stay out there with them dogs till you learn how to play by the rules.
You're not going nowhere.
The woman from the gas station takes off her glasses.
Please let me go.
I know your kind. Nothing but cruelty and ridicule for my boy. All the time he's growing up.
Leatherface sits outside the doorway.
Does anybody care about me and my boy? Huh? You
don't.
Shut up out there! Help me! Please let me to stop!
Look, Mama, she likes
stop.
Me.
What's wrong with you fucking people?
Nothing wrong with us.
Mommy, help me, please! Thomas Brown, Hewitt, you get in here right now!
Leatherface enters.
No! No!
Get her out of my sight!
No, please! No! No. Please!
Jedediah leaves.
Will you cut out that racket?
Here's your pants.
Thank you.
The sheriff puts on a pair of freshly ironed pants. Leatherface throws Erin does a set of stairs. She lands in a dark basement full of dirty water and filthy jars. Leatherface walks off. A green, severed hand lies curled on a table. A skeleton with long, dark hair rests belly up. She spots Andy hanging above a piano. His muscular arms are stretched out at his sides. His head hangs into his chest. She creeps towards him. His face bobs slightly. His bloody toes flutter on top of the dirty keys. His sunken, purple eyes look up.
I can't.
No.
Okay. Lift your body.
Erin grabs his legs. The metal hook digs into his back.
Push.
He raises from the hook slightly. He drops. The hook digs deeper.
Finish it.
Do it.
I can't.
There's a knife.
Erin nods up at him with sweaty eyes. She picks up a long, sharp knife from a shadowed table. She grips the knife with both hands and holds it above her head. She plunges it into his stomach. His arms drop. His blood covers Aaron and drips onto the piano. Aaron stands and walks further into the basement. Leatherface presses himself against wooden floorboards and peeks through the gaps. Aaron stops at a bathtub filled with rusty water. A man with a back wound sits hunched in the liquid. Aaron grabs his handcuffed wrists.
It's Aaron. Morgan, it's me. It's Aaron. It's Aaron, come on.
Leatherface watches as she pulls Morgan's stained body out of the tub. Jedediah calls to them.
Over here. We gotta go.
Leatherface gets up. Aaron pulls Morgan up on his feet.
Over here. Let's go. Walk. I need to go right now.
Leatherface stomps down the stairs with a chainsaw.
Faster! Hurry! Come on, go!
Jedediah guides Aaron and Morgan down a narrow pathway with a ladder. Leatherface turns the corner after them.
Go, hurry, go, hurry, hurry. Come on, I'll get you. Come on. Get up there.
Jedediah motions them up a staircase. Leatherface's chainsaw stalls.
Come on. Go.
Leatherface reaches the bottom of the stairs. He grabs Aaron's leg, she kicks him and climbs. Jedediah bites his hand, Leatherface throws him off, Aaron slams a wooden hatch on the staircase. Aaron pulls on Morgan, they run towards a van. Aaron drags Morgan through a junkyard of vehicles. They cross through a small, metal gate and approach a wooden cabin. Aaron throws open the door. She leans Morgan against a wall and looks back through the doorway. They press a torn-up couch against the door and sit on it. She pulls Morgan off the couch and into the next room.
Come on,
they turn a corner, Karen knocks on the barred up windows. Leatherface steps over the couch with the chainsaw in his hand. Aaron drags Morgan through a set of dirty, empty rooms. They enter a room with many windows. She opens the door of a closet and pushes him in. She crawls beneath a jagged, broken door and curls herself in the corner of a dark room. Leatherface steps into the windowed room. A pack of rats gather at Aaron's toes. She peeks through a hole in the wall and spots him. He turns. She crawls back and presses her hand to her mouth. Morgan peeks out the ajar closet. He pulls the door toward him. Aaron gazes through the hole. Leatherface approaches the closet. He jolts his head in Aaron's direction. She presses herself against the wall. She looks through again. No one is in the room. Morgan stares out the closet, unblinking. Large arms break through the wall behind Aaron. They grab her and pull her through. Morgan pushes himself out of the closet. Leatherface drags Aaron into the windowed room and throws her down. Morgan charges Leatherface. He drops the chainsaw. It flails next to Aaron's face. She jumps to her feet. Leatherface hits her into the wall. He picks up Morgan. He drops Morgan's handcuffed wrists on a chandelier and picks up the chainsaw. He swings it between Morgan's legs. Aaron sprints out of the building. She runs through the metal gate and into the forest. Leatherface runs close behind her. She ducks beneath a wire fence. He trips on the fence. The chainsaw cuts into his leg. The full moon shines in the sky. Aaron steps through the forest to a long road. A car approaches.
No! No! Stop! Please! Help me! Please! I need help! Help! Help!
The car speeds away. She runs through the trees on the other side of the road. Smoke billows from a building with a sign, Blair Meat Company. She runs towards it. She hops a fence and sprints through a narrow walkway. Thank you. She closes a gate behind her and enters the building. She looks through a hole in the wall and drops to fit under a roller door. Leatherface drops behind her and grabs her through the door. She kicks herself free. Small hooks hang from the ceiling around her. She pushes through a set of plastic curtains and runs into another room. She pulls at a large metal door. He runs through the curtains. She runs through the door. The room is full of hanging animal carcasses and frost. She gently pushes past the carcasses. Leatherface searches between the animals. Erin stands inside the open stomach of a frozen animal. Her body shivers. Leatherface pulls a chain. The carcasses swing forward. He thrusts his chainsaw at her. She kicks him. He drops the chainsaw and she runs. She runs through a door. He turns on the sprinkler system. Her terrified eyes gaze around at pigs in cages. She spots a cleaver on a table and picks it up. Leatherface walks forward slowly. He enters a room lined with lockers. Sparse fluorescent lights are fixed on the ceiling above. Erin shakes inside a locker. She stares with clenched teeth through the shutters of the door. Leatherface walks by. He scans each set of lockers. Water droplets drip from Erin's face. He turns. He stares down the row of lockers. Erin presses her shaky hand against her mouth. He opens and shuts various lockers. Erin holds the cleaver beside her head. He walks by her locker. Erin's wide eyes stare out at him. A locker shakes. He grips his chainsaw. He pulls the door open. A pig. Erin bursts from her locker and hacks at his arm. His arm and the chainsaw fall. Erin runs. Thank you. He slams the chainsaw into the lockers and collapses. Erin slams against the roller shutters and opens one of them. She runs out under the pouring rain. Leatherface dances on the ground. Outside, a semi-truck drives through the rain. The truck slows in front of her. A man steps out. He leads her to the passenger side. The truck moves forward. The driver looks at her.
You in a car wreck? I'm going to get you some help. Honey, what's your name?
I just want
to
go home.
You live around here?
They drive past the barbecue sign.
Oh. No! No!
Oh, no!
She grabs the wheel.
I can't go back there!
They pull past a police car. The truck parks next to the gas station.
I don't know what your problem is, but I can't take this.
Don't get out! Don't get out!
The driver steps out into the rain. He runs around the vehicle to the station. Erin gets out and runs after him. She peeks through a grimy window.
Hello in there! Hello! Help! Ma'am, ma'am,
what
please help! I need some help out here!
What do you want?
I picked up a girl. She's bloody. She's out here in the truck.
Junior? Junior, come on out here!
The sheriff grabs his hat. Big-eyed woman leaves the baby. Erin runs from the window.
Yeah, let's grab the steering wheel. Hang there, run off the road. You're gonna cause a scratch. Yes,
Henrietta joins the others on the porch with a raincoat. The sheriff strides toward the truck. Henrietta walks back inside. Erin sits in a car and clutches three wires. The sheriff stares up at the truck. He walks around to the driver's side. His gun is in his hand. He climbs up the grill and looks through the windshield.
Come on, bitches, start.
He approaches the door. Aaron's eyes dart. He opens it. The seat is empty. Erin drives the police car into him. Blood runs over the windshield. His hat twirls on the ground. She puts the car in reverse. He grabs his gun. The car rolls over his body. She wipes the blood from the windshield and drives forward. She looks in the rear view, sighs, and speeds off. The baby gazes at her from the passenger seat. She rubs its shoulder. It smiles. Leatherface swipes at her side mirror with a chainsaw. She continues driving. He stares.
This is August 20th, 1973. Location is the Hewitt residence. We're going to go move into the actual furnace room. Watch yourself.
Black and white police footage.
Oh, man. Oh. Look out. Got it? All right. This is the actual furnace room going into. Where are they expected to perpetrate it? Got a bit of a jump there. Got it?
That's okay.
Come on back here. Follow me.
The officer collapses to the floor. The flailing camera catches a glimpse of Leatherface.
The crime scene was not properly secured by Travis County Police. Two investigating officers were fatally wounded that day. This is the only known image of Thomas Hewitt, the man they call Leatherface. The case today still remains open.
End credits.